Karina Brown. Live.
Online.
The 702 app.
DSTV.
OpenView HD and 92.7 and 106 FM.
It is 25 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, the UDF veterans have been outside the NPA offices. They've delivered a letter signed by about 130 UDF veterans demanding that action be taken against people implicated in state capture. They have been in conversation and in correspondence with the National Prosecuting Authority. Their series of letters have been exchanged, and they've given Abrams a day to freeze the assets of all those involved in corruption with the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA. To talk further about this matter, I am joined by a representative of the UDF Veterans Group, Dr. Zaki Ahmed. Zaki, good evening. Welcome to the program.
How are you, Karima?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm not a doctor.
You're not a doctor?
No.
I am so sorry. You have a doctor next to your name. I shall be talking to my team.
I think someone's playing a trick on me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Let's have Luvuyo Mfaku from the NPA. Luvuyo, good evening. Welcome. I understand that you're on leave, so I really do appreciate that you've made the effort.
Good evening, Karima and Zaki.
Now, Zaki, let's start with you. For our listeners who haven't been following the news, just fill us in quickly about your group and why have you taken a decision to begin pressurizing the National Prosecuting Authority to act specifically with reference to PRASA?
Well, let's perhaps I should start with the politics of the matter, which I'm sure Advocate Faku would be aware of but may not be allowed to comment on. I think your previous caller, Pinky from Soweto, spoke to everyone's heart when she explained what has happened with the ANC and what has happened with the ANC government. And I think coming out of the dismissal of Pravin Gordhan and Thembisa Jonas and so on, the UDF veterans got together to support a coalition in Cape Town called Unite Behind. And it's made up of organizations that not only oppose state capture and what the Zumas are, the Guptas are up to, essentially to ensure that a just and equal South Africa comes about. What we have specifically been working on is to ask the NPA to use its powers to freeze the assets and to prosecute people involved in state capture, in particular in Metro Rail. Every week, someone dies on Metro Rail. Every week, thousands of passengers are crushed in attempts to get onto trains. And we know that both the safety, the overcrowding, and all other forms of problems that are being experienced arise in the main out of the failure of Metrorail and PRASA to make resources available for directly available to security. In fact, the resources were made available, but what has happened is that they've been stolen. So the former board chair, Popo Molefe, who is a real UDF veteran, laid charges and has now been forced to take the NPA and the Hawks, and particularly the Hawks, to court to compel them to prosecute because over a two-year period, they have failed to do anything substantial. And the NPA has been involved in this matter, both of Swifambo and Siyangena, since at least 2014. Including under Mkhwebi and now Sean Abrams, and their total lack of commitment to dealing with very deep corruption, which is causing death, injury, delay, and pain to people in Cape Town, people in Johannesburg, people in Pretoria, all who use the trains.
All right, so let me bring in
to go to court.
Yeah, let me.
They've got there.
Yeah. Let me bring in Luvuyo here. Luvuyo, in the communications that the UDF veterans have put through, they quote you. They say the NPA promised to communicate decisions on prosecutions arising from the two cases that Zaki had mentioned. On the two matters outlined above, we specifically note the following statements by your spokesperson, Luvuyo Mfako, as reported in the Mail and Guardian newspaper, and ask for the immediate information on the progress of the investigation and the expected timeline for its prosecution. And then they quote you, they're saying that you said with regard to the Sfambo judgment, the NPA has noted the judgment of the High Court in the Prasa matter. The asset forfeiture unit in Johannesburg is working closely with criminal investigations from the Hawks and prosecutors from the SCCU in respect of the Prasa investigation, and the judgment will be a factor to be considered in the ongoing investigations, which may lead to the recovery of any losses, Mfako said. That's you quoted. Now, could you give us an update, Luvuyo, on where you are with this matter as the NPA? We know about the distinction between your role and the Hawks. So we know that the Hawks must investigate. You decide whether there's a case to be prosecuted. We know the Hawks has been tardy. They are in court on this matter. But we're speaking specifically here to your end. And I'd like for you to give us an update on what you were quoted as saying last.
Karima, let me start with the criminal investigation. Mm. When we received the dockets, there's 60-something, I think 63 files, the acting head of SCCU gave the prosecutors very stringent timelines, expecting a report from them by the end of July, of which we received the report from the prosecutors, which indicated that there's outstanding investigation that has to be conducted. The files were given back to the Hawks. Last week, the team was supposed to meet. In fact, they met. Prosecutors wanted to review the investigation that has been conducted. It transpired that there is still outstanding investigation. The statements that the prosecutors had ordered to be obtained have not been obtained.
What?
It's due to the individuals who are supposed to give the information not coming forward, to the extent that...
Which individuals are these, Luvuyo? Because I've had Popo Molefe on the show. He explained in the series of emails that he exchanged with both the Hawks and with the NPA how you guys have played football with this matter. You've parked it. In the beginning, there was cooperation, and then there appeared to be political interference. Then you, in fact, actively questioned their right to get this matter going. The Hawks then claimed they didn't have forensic capacity. Popo Molefe went, got the forensic capacity, put the evidence in front of the Hawks, and still there was very little cooperation. And then it appears as if the NPA also, sat on their hands. Now, I heard Zaki saying what, as you were saying, that there are still outstanding documents. What exactly is it that you still need before you can actually go to court, considering that the Hawks have been given hundreds of thousands of documents, and that's not even an exaggeration?
I would not want to respond for the Hawks. At no stage we have a certain...
So are you saying that the Hawks has still not given you what you believe is a tangible case that you can take to court? That's essentially what I'm asking, Luvuyo.
The files were returned to the Hawks to complete the investigation.
What is incomplete?
Karima?
Zaki, just hold on. Let me ask you, Luvuyo, just answer one question. What is incomplete exactly? Not certain documents. What exactly is it that prevents you from taking this matter and charging people?
To be exact, the statements that the Hawks have to be that must obtain, they have to obtain them from Prasa. Now those are still outstanding. We do not have those statements, and therefore the prosecutors cannot make a decision on a matter where investigation is still outstanding. Investigation must be completed to enable our prosecutor to make a decision. There is no decision because there is still outstanding investigation. Let me quickly come to the issue of asset forfeiture. Our asset forfeiture investigators, we've got a financial analyst within asset forfeiture who can act in terms of Chapter 6, which is in the PRECA Act, is Section 22. Those processes are ongoing, and they are.
But they can't be ongoing, you know, infinito. They have to come to a point.
Of course, we have to be meticulous. Remember that we have to follow due process. You do not want, in a situation where you're dealing with corruption, where the matter will be highly litigious, do things in a short manner and quickly go to court. We are busy. Our financial analysts are investigative. They are guided by our asset forfeiture specialist prosecutors.
How much more time do you need, Luvuyo? You have been at this for years and years. Let me bring Zaki in here. Zaki, do you buy the argument of the NPA?
I think it's Advocate Luvuyo Mfaku.
Yes.
As an officer of the court, he should be totally ashamed because he doesn't need the Hawks' permission. Sean Abrams doesn't need the Hawks' permission to investigate, to start with asset forfeiture proceedings. He really doesn't need that. Section 22.
No, I never.
Hold on, Luvuyo, hold on. Guys, let's play. No. Luvuyo, let's play nice. Hold on. Let Zaki finish his sentence. I'll give you an opportunity. Zaki, go for it.
Section 22 of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act says, whenever the national director has a reason to suspect that there may be in any building, receptacle, or place, or in the possession or custody or control of a person, any property which has been used in corrupt activities, he can start an investigation. Now, Luvuyo has to answer, and Sean Abrams has to answer, why they have sat on this for more than 2 years. And there's been a judgment, there's been two judgments, one in the Siangena matter and one in the Swifambo matter. In the Siangena matter, the court said that the corrupt activities the tender had prescribed, and so they kicked that out. But in Swifambo, the court found that there was corruption. R2.5 billion was spent. Not a single locomotive is available. And yet, Sean Abrams has not acted to bring Joseph Mashaba, Lucky Montana, and all those people to book for the money that they have stolen.
Luvuyo, why is...
And why not?
Absolutely. I think it's a very simple question, Luvuyo. We get the distinction between the two.
Don't make simple questions. Let me respond to that. As an officer of the court, I will never mislead anyone. I said, in terms of Section 38 of POCA, which is replicated, if you look at Section 22, it exactly talks to Section 38 of POCA. We have our financial analyst working on the matter with our asset forfeiture specialist prosecutors. That process is at an advanced stage. What I cannot do is to delve into the merits. Remember, our asset forfeiture applications are done ex parte, and therefore we do not want to derail the agency in terms of which we bring those applications. If we divulge anything, it would be actually jeopardizing the whole process. We are constrained in terms of our national directives, in terms of engaging publicly in respect of asset forfeiture processes. The process is at an advanced stage. Give the NPA some time to act on those matters. You can never say that we're sitting on our hands. We are working on those matters.
You're not sitting on your hands. You're collaborating with corrupt people. That's what I'm saying. Your inability to deal with corruption shows at least collusion, and if not collusion, active solidarity with corrupt people. And I find that totally unacceptable. And I really would appreciate it if you don't lie to us, because the fact of the matter is that an entire financial set of papers have been handed over to the Hawks, and you know that it's available for you at any stage. And not only that, but you know that there's thousands of pages of sealed evidence sitting and waiting for you to act, and you're not doing anything about it. If you, you are entitled to it, but we are not populist.
We will always follow due process.
Okay, due process is one thing. Avoiding to go to court is another, and we have to distinguish which is which. On the face of the matter,
when you allege, if you're avoiding, I mean, you have to bring empirical evidence that suggests that we're avoiding to go to court. That is where we get.
Why is this investigation taking over 2 years? Why are we not ready after the Hawks has investigated for 2 years, Luvuyo? And Zaki isn't just saying
every single meeting.
Yeah, and he's not just saying that you are dependent on the Hawks. That is the Hawks bringing the case. You have the right to initiate some form of investigation as well. Have you?
That is listening is a skill which you guys seem not to possess. I said our asset forfeiture analysts are actually investigating.
When did they start?
In collaboration with our specialist prosecutors in asset forfeiture related matters. The processes are well advanced. I do not want to get into the merit. They will be making announcements.
So when can we expect those announcements?
I do not want to. I said initially that when it comes to asset forfeiture application, we want to make them expert, not informing the other party, so that the asset do not dissipate. I cannot make any
understanding.
I do not want the assets to dissipate. Why? We are still busy with the process.
Okay, what I don't want to have is you people speaking over each other. What is important for me to establish and what is important for listeners to establish is whether the NPA is complicit in the tardiness of the Hawks, because we know the Hawks is tardy. They've had to be dragged to court to execute their constitutionally mandated role. And so we're not even going to question that. And we have asked 100 times for the Hawks to come and explain themselves, and we are yet to hear from the new acting head of the Hawks, Lieutenant General Matakata. And so there is no doubt in my mind that the Hawks is in fact actively collaborating to not bring people to account. What we need to establish is whether the NPA is complicit. Now, Zaki is effectively saying that you are, because you've been at every meeting, you know where things are at, which is why I'm saying to you, Luvuyo, saying only that you can't divulge matters is simply not enough, because we're also going to be judging you against your track record. You rushed to charge Pravin Gordhan. You had to do a fantastical climb down because it was essentially trumped up charges. This has been 2 years. You are not on the good side of, at the very least, perceptionally, that you are in fact colluding with the Hawks on this matter.
Karima, let me repeat it. I said it in our initial engagement that as a good journalist and a talk show host, you should be, when you're saying trumped up charges, you should be saying, I had access to the record of the decision, which was filed during the Helen Suzman Foundation litigation. And therefore, on the basis of that record, I firmly believe, I'm informed by that record, that it was trumped up charges. Don't articulate yourself with authority on something that you are clueless about.
You know, Mr. Mfako, you were called a liar by the City Press reporter, Abram Mashego, on the very matter, because he said exactly what was going to happen and you denied it all the time. And he was proven right about the fact that you were going to charge the former minister and that you were going to drop charges. And you are, in fact, coming here and suggesting that we must believe you. There is very little basis for us to actually believe you.
Karima, once more, I'm not accountable for Mr. Mashiho's myopia and the ignorance of our regulatory framework.
But he reported the truth.
I told him in no uncertain terms that I will never Let me emphasize. Our policy directives are clear. I will never communicate a prosecutorial decision before the subject of our prosecutorial decision is informed. It is completely against our policy directives. I will never do it today, tomorrow. I never lie. I'm constrained by the policy directives. I can never talk about a prosecutorial decision up until the subject of that decision is informed of the decision. That's where it ends.
Luvuyo, let me just read some SMSs about what our listeners are saying about the NPA. One person is saying, Bernard from Aldo's, he says, hey Karima, the Hawks and the NPA are also captured. Bring back the Scorpions. Another one says, the NPA is captured. If the case of the late Mr. Magaka is true, that files of evidence showing corruption were given, and why there is no prosecution. Another listener saying, my suspicion is that the NPA and the Hawks are deliberately dragging their feet to enable the destruction of evidence by those implicated in state capture. And then another person says, once upon a time, there used to be a railway police. Does it still exist? Or was it also disbanded together with every ounce of goodwill and good sense? You know yourself, Luvuyo, that politics and reputation is based not just on what you say, but in fact what you do. And the NPA has done very little.
That is why I'm saying. I said where, in respect of Section 38 and 22 of PRECA, where we can initiate from our side. We've got processes well in advance, and I can assure the South African public they must just be patient. In no time, we'll be actually making some pronouncements.
Zaki, I mean, a lot of people are saying the NPA is effectively captured. They showed their hand in the Praveen matter. What's the next step for you? Are you going to be waiting the process out? Because private prosecution can only follow if the NPA refuses to prosecute. And of course, they just playing the waiting game. They're not saying that. They constantly saying they're busy with it, but we're not getting to a point.
Well, let's look first at what the options are. The options are that we go to court against the NPA, which we have no hesitation in doing.
Mm.
That might take a lot of time, and it will cost a lot of money. And sadly, the public may end up paying the costs for the NPA again. On the other hand, if we do go to court, and when we do go to court, we'll ask for cost orders against the individuals because they have lied and continue to lie. The other thing is the political pressure that we need to bring to bear. And the political pressure that we will bring to bear is we will occupy assets that have been stolen from the state. We will ensure that the metro rail commuters who need assets will see who has stolen the assets and where the assets are.
Okay, we have to leave it there, Zaki. We're running out of time. Thank you so very much. Yeah. That is Zaki Ahmad, one of the representatives of the UDF veterans. And of course, we were also joined by the NPA spokesperson, Luvuyo Mfaku.